At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
All right, everybody, what the absolute hell is this? The President of the United States has spent the past 24 hours posting AI images of him blowing up parts of the planet, engaging in war, and being some demon from the underworld. I'll show you what I mean in just one moment. But the 25th Amendment in the Constitution is there in order for presidents to be removed when they are incapable of serving their duties. I grew up for 4 years listening to Republicans say that Joe Biden was incapable of serving as the president. Never once did I see Joe Biden posting schizophrenic, manic, AI images and videos of him walking around changing New Mexico to New America. Is this going to be the new thing? He then says new U.S. territory, Strait of Hormuz. It is just nonstop, constant, relentless bullshit coming from the president while everything actually gets worse. This is performative, non-substantive, symbolic bullshit. Meanwhile, the economy is getting worse. Meanwhile, the Strait of Hormuz is actually still closed down. The Iran war has no end in sight. And the more I scroll through these posts, the more I realize it is not actually him clicking and sending post. It is none other than Natalie Harp. I mean, we've seen it in the videos and the reports. This is Natalie Harp on the left, Trump's aide, who is 35 and who's the one that types and actually sends out the Truth Social post that he dictates or that she runs past him. We know that Natalie Harp, 34, she's now 35, is the personal assistant to 80-year-old Donald Trump and reportedly accompanies him virtually everywhere around the clock. She is said to manage his Truth Social account, print out flattering articles from conservative websites, carry them in Lululemon tote bags. Now, Natalie Harp is the one sending these out, or at least running them through him. This is him, Mark Carney, saying, "Get up, governor." He's basically saying that they're going to absorb Canada, and then Mark Carney's going to be a governor and he's going to bully them. And then he posts this bullshit chart that shows himself as the greatest president. Then Lincoln, Washington, Roosevelt, Jefferson, Jackson. Then at the bottom, of course, it's Biden, Obama, Bush. It's genuinely just personal grievances in a chart. Continuing, there's a bunch of videos of him playing golf. This guy is incredibly out of touch. But of course, Natalie Harp is the one posting it. I remember reading this a few months back. According to two independent books, one by Michael Wolff and Maggie Haberman, Harp allegedly left admiring notes in Trump's private quarters, including messages such as, "You are all that matters to me." Trump reportedly said she would, quote, never leave him. Melania Trump is also said to have found Harp late one night in the president's private residence. Never did I think we would actually end up getting the notes that Natalie Harp sent. "Dear Mr. President, I'm sorry," said Natalie Harp. "I thought I was the only one left behind last night and had no idea Margot's car was also pulled over and sent back to the airport. Since I was alone in the van outside customs without my passport, I panicked and should have called a Secret Service instead of you. I also am sorry if I was an embarrassment walking the course in Scotland. The first day I was told there were no carts and people walked, which is why I walked." It's just weird, like self-imposed Stockholm syndrome. Trump should not be letting this happen or leading this on. She then says, "I want things to always be right between us. I also know I've been getting distracted all week, forgetting to eat throughout the days and even forgetting to sleep and only catching a couple hours at a time. I haven't been myself, dwelling on the past and the pain of losing my dad. I started letting the remarks get to me. It then gets weirder. I'm sorry I lost my focus. You're all that matters to me. I will never let you down. Thank you for being my guardian and protector in this life." You know, it gets weirder and weirder and weirder. The MAGA cult still exists, and Trump has somehow found a way to surround himself with MAGA cultists like Natalie Harp inside the White House. Let me show you The Good Liars, Jason Selvig interviewing a Trump supporter. This is a very interesting clip coming from The Good Liars. Make sure you drop a like on this video below if you appreciate the message and want to see more like this. I love you all. Subscribe below.
How would you rate the job that Donald Trump's done thus far in his second term?
I think he's done fabulous, and I think it's a third term, by the way. He's awakening the country that has not been aware of the corrupt swamp and what they've been doing, the criminal.
Sorry, not to confuse you all. This is not Natalie Harp. This is just a separate Trump cultist who is happening to be in line rather than working in the Trump admin. But it's like a few degrees separated.
Corrupt. The D's, the Democrats.
And you said third term. Do you think he served a second term already?
I think he had full control while Biden was in office. I think President Trump, he had control of the military. He's a wartime president, if I'm not mistaken.
President Trump was in.
Yeah, you are mistaken. I'm sorry.
In charge from 2021 to 2025?
He had control of the military, is my belief, and I do believe that. While Biden, he had to let Biden cheat. I mean, he knew it was going to happen, so he let him in. And Obama ran this place from the basement, we know. But Trump had control.
Wait, who was running it? If you're saying Trump was in charge, but Obama was running it?
The military.
Okay. So when Trump says he lost in 2020, but he was in charge of the military, how does that all work out?
Well, he didn't lose. We know it was stolen from him. But Biden got in. Obama ran Biden with the auto pen also. And then President Trump still had control of the military. So there wasn't much Biden or Obama was going to be able to do militarily,
okay,
except open them gates.
And so Trump was in charge of the military for the last 8 years?
I believe so, yes.
And what does that mean?
It means that, how do I say it? Biden, we had to let Biden go ahead and open the gates, and the flood came in. He had to destroy everything in front of everybody so that Trump was able to go ahead and fix it when he got back. God, I'm not sure if I'm getting confused in my own head here.
Okay.
Listen, her vote counts the exact same as yours, as mine, as all of ours. We need to be turning out and voting because these MAGA folks, they turn out and vote every single time Donald Trump tells them to. They are cultists, and this loops me back around to the type of information they consume. You know the type of information this woman is consuming? It's Donald Trump's Truth Social. I would literally bet money. I would bet money that she has Truth Social downloaded on whatever type of phone she has, and she likely has an account and likely sees all of these posts that Donald Trump makes. Let me mute this, but dude, how out of touch can you be having Natalie Harp post golf videos while the economy is in flames, while the Iran war is raging on, while no legislation is being passed, golfing videos over and over and over. I mean, the ads on Truth Social are absolutely poisonous too. Nonstop random stuff. Pets Daily Health. There's a Trump plane. There's Mar-a-Lago. And this is where it gets crazy. Iran is a failing nation. Space Force, and it's Trump blowing up the planet multiple times. As I said yesterday, you can't even plausibly say he's just bombing Iran or the Middle East because it's like across the sea. He's just bombing multiple parts of the planet. Then he's insider trading. It says, I do this for the country, not myself. I've made hundreds of billions of dollars on stocks and many other type holdings for the USA, not myself. Dude, who the absolute hell is this for? He's just admitting that he's insider trading? We made America great again. This is a dementia-filled, insane slop fest. Look at this. He's sitting in the underworld with demons. Natalie Harp is the one posting this all, as we've already established. She is the one that writes and types all of them for Donald Trump.
In many ways, Donald...
She's the one that basically takes what he says, turns it into something slightly palatable, capitalizes it, and then sends it out at the end of the day. That's why they have such a close relationship. That is why her brother has said, you know, she is unhealthily obsessed. That is why she is constantly running after him, as you see in this photo right here of her sprinting after the golf cart. And let me end this off by saying, We need to defeat these Republicans. The woman in this video right here is wearing a Mike Rogers sticker. So they're in Michigan, and she wants Mike Rogers to win. Mike Rogers is a corrupt asshole, and Abdul El-Sayed is amazing. He understands democracy and human dignity and pushing for a more fair America. Ken Paxton over in Texas is facing James Tallarico, and he knows that he has the disadvantage. Here's him coming up with excuses on Fox News as to why he's losing, saying the money hasn't started pumping yet.
And I'm going to make the argument that California is trying to elect their third senator in Texas, and he's been able to spend money since almost the beginning of July. We just started spending money because we had a three-month disadvantage because I had to go raise money, spend it during the runoff. He didn't have to spend any money. So yes, he was able to use that to his advantage, but you know what?
This guy is coping so hard. So he starts off by saying that they're going to use this message that Tallarico wants to be California's third senator, trying to paint him as like, you know, to California, even though he was born and raised in Texas and is not a corrupt asshole like Ken Paxton. And then he goes on to say,
been able to spend money since almost the beginning of July. We just started spending money because
he starts talking about how he's only just started spending money because he was on a runoff with Cornyn, which is true. But in that case, then raise the money. Tallarico has raised like 20 times what Ken Paxton has. I'm pretty sure it's like $75 million to Ken Paxton's $5 million, just blowing him out of the water because we have a strong candidate in Texas. I implore you, if you live in Texas, get your friends and family out to vote for Tallarico in the midterms. It is a unique election where we can turn out. Make sure you spread the word about all of Ken Paxton's corruption. Look into it. It's absurd. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No.